You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I just got off an interview with KABC, Doug McIntyre, Terry Ray, talking about how mammograms are now being found to not even reduce breast cancer death. So why are we even doing the mammograms? Well, I'll tell you why. I hate these studies when they come out. I hate them. So we need to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Tom Brokaw. Many of us have been watching Tom Brokaw for years, one of the most handsome men in newscasting, has reported and come forward saying he's had multiple myeloma. We'll talk about multiple myeloma. It's a cancer of the blood cells in the bone marrow. Talk about that, what some of the signs or symptoms are, prognosis, etc. Then there's a study that came out saying women actually prefer taller men. I am going to tell you why this, I think, is wrong, okay? And so some of you that are not, quote-unquote, tall men still have one hell of a shot. Then Obama expected to raise minimum wage again. Now I guess what they want is, you know how they've already, I guess, signed an executive order to raise the minimum wage for federal workers. Is this going to later extend to all workers? We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your questions, your calls, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I had my first Chick-fil-A sandwich when I was in Dallas, because there's no Chick-fil-A's in Nevada. And I got to tell you, it was juicy. Very, very delicious. Still not my favorite chicken sandwich. My favorite chicken sandwich ever is the Super Clucker at Farm Basket in Las Vegas. But still, Chick-fil-A is in the news today because they say they are going to serve chicken raised without antibiotics. They are going to now only serve the chicken that was not pre-treated with antibiotics. And this is going to happen. This move is going to happen within the next 5 years. Now, Chick-fil-A, I guess, comes out of Atlanta. They have about 1,800 restaurants. When I was there in Dallas, it was packed. I didn't even think it was lunchtime. It was like 1:30. You would think, you know, unless Texans sleep in and it was a Saturday. But, I mean, it was just, it was slammed. I guess it's really tasty food. I know there's been a lot of issues and media coverage because of the president coming out, the president of Chick-fil-A talking about his political beliefs. And but, I, you know, people like the taste of the food. So, I, you know, it'd be really nice when, you know, politics just don't matter. Okay, you know, so we could just, you know, go to a restaurant and not have to worry that people are thinking that we're there, you know, making a political stand. I want to eat a good chicken sandwich. I like chicken, you know. I don't really care what a lot of companies stand for politically. You know, Starbucks, people love Starbucks. They don't care if Starbucks appears to be more liberal. They like Starbucks, okay? Politics should be separate. Anyway, I guess what they want to do is they want to not use chicken that has the antibiotics. Now, remember, the reason why we have antibiotics in our meat and our, you know, cows and chickens, and the reason why we're using it is because we want these animals to be healthy. We want these animals to have more muscle because the meat comes from the muscle. And so we as consumers, we don't really want any extra stuff in our meat. We just want our meat. We want to think that this is something that was just hunted and cooked, etc. We don't want to think that there was any manipulation of the animal. We just don't. But the truth of the matter is yeah, these animals are being fed antibiotics. So here we are taking in the antibiotics in our food, and then our body starts becoming so used to getting these antibiotics that when we really need an antibiotic, it just doesn't seem to work anymore. So we start to get antibiotic resistance. Now, Chipotle is also going to, from what I understand, not use meat tainted with antibiotics as well. Funny, when I was in Texas, Chipotle was actually next to Chick-fil-A. I wonder if they're owned by the same people. That was interesting. They were like next to each other. Unless they're like really good buddies. Okay, I mean, you know, maybe they'll have a really good place. Yeah, Chick-fil-A's doing it. We're going to do it, too. Rob Dugas, Vice President of Chick-fil-A Supply Chain. I am so craving some chicken right now. I'm so hungry. Said that the suppliers weren't surprised by the request, but it will still take some time to make the necessary changes. Now, when I was working at the EPA years ago, we were studying ivermectin, an anti-parasite used in animals. What we don't want, even if we go on this, this course of, okay, making sure everything we eat is as pure as it can, things do affect animals. We all remember mad cow disease, and that can then later affect us humans. So we want to know that our food supply is somewhat protected, which is another reason why these antibiotics and these anti-parasite medications were used. We used to treat cattle with tetracycline years ago, which is why many kids, when they took tetracycline in the 80s for acne, it didn't do jack diddly squat because we were already so used to it. So this isn't something that just happened in the 2000s on. I mean, we have been treating and pre-treating our animals to make sure that our humans aren't getting infectious disease. But the one thing I see as a doctor, and a lot of you see, is many of the infectious disease aspects of what we eat should many of the infectious diseases that we could acquire from our food is because of poor cooking, sanitation of it, right? The listeria on the cantaloupe, it was something outside that touched it. Salmonella, E. coli, poor cooking of the meats. We talked about how we want you to cook your meats roughly, if you can't think of a number, 165 degrees. You really can't go wrong. Even though beef, you could probably cook a little less hot in the 145 degree area. I don't care. I just remember 165 because it works for most everything. Pork, turkey, chicken, fish, chicken. It's easy. Fish doesn't seem to have to cook as long. But, I'm not that worried about my getting mad cow disease. And antibiotics don't even cure mad cow disease. So if they want to go antibiotic free, I'm pretty happy about that. But just, I don't want people so shocked. Oh my gosh, I've been eating antibiotic fed meat this whole time. You've been eating it for decades. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Do we get our mammograms or do we not? To squish the boob, that is the question. Don't go away. It's the
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Margaret from Las Vegas wants to know if she should avoid frozen food. Is frozen food just full of preservatives? She kind of goes into saying how she thinks frozen food tastes different. And, you know, here's the thing with frozen food. To me, there's two types of frozen food. There's a frozen food that you buy where it's packaged to be frozen. You know, like you'll go into the frozen section and you have these ready-made meals. And then you have the food where you do like fresh frozen fish, right? Or you buy a bunch of groceries and then you decide to store it in the freezer. All right. You know, I mean, to me, I think that sort of frozen is fine. All right. Because you're not salting it, et cetera. I think some of these frozen entrees, though, are really tasty. But the reason why they're tasty, and don't forget to check the labels, is because of the salt content. Salt makes everything taste better. Another thing, you know, we're talking about Chick-fil-A. I don't know if they do this trick, but a lot of fast food places with chicken, what they do is they spray butter on the chicken. And so when you guys get a chicken sandwich, it tastes buttery. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got David calling from Barstow. Hey, David, how you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you great. What's going on, buddy?
I just wanted a clarification on the antibiotic thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that, you know, antibiotic, my dad was a veterinarian and with large animals, and I remember going out with him, and if there was an animal with an infection, you know, he would shoot it with antibiotic. But I'm just unclear. Do they actually use antibiotic to, they use it, is the way I understand it, to actually put weight on the animal and not as a remedy for any infection or bacterial thing. Is that correct?
No, they were using, when I was working for the EPA, they were actually using anti-parasite medications like ivermectin in meat to prevent parasites. There's, the antibiotic in the antibiotics that they use, for a healthier animal is going to be a bulkier animal. So the primary drive is to make a bigger animal, etc. But there have been anti-pathogenic medicines given to our food as well.
Well, but isn't it true that the use of antibiotics puts weight on an animal?
Well, the antibiotic itself won't, because what does an antibiotic do? The antibiotic kills bacteria. So, but if bacteria cause muscle wasting, animal wasting, so it's not that the antibiotic, steroids and hormones can beef it up. Like for some reason, like for example, with the cows and the milk, they give there was the hormone fed feed that would be bulking up their milk production, but the antibiotic wouldn't make them give more milk. It would be a, and I'm not against antibiotics. I mean, when my cat needed an antibiotic, oh my God, give the cat an antibiotic for crying out loud. But in terms of the antibiotic, all that does is kill bacteria. So if you're going to lose weight as a secondary result, then the antibiotic's going to prevent that. But an antibiotic itself won't add muscle mass. It won't add fat content specifically. It doesn't have that mechanism. Hormones do.
Right. Okay, I'm just trying to understand this. I don't eat a whole lot of beef, but I try and eat organic. Do you have an opinion on organic versus conventionally raised animal?
The organic is nice because it's supposed to be without a lot of chemicals, hormones, pesticides. My problem with organic is it costs too much. When I go to a store and buy all organic, the bag is smaller than my toilet paper package, and I spent $100, $150. And a study came out saying your organic food isn't necessarily more nutritious. The vitamin content is the same whether it's organic or non-organic. The reason why we prefer organic is because you don't hopefully have the pesticide residue on it. So when you buy a piece of fruit, like let's say bananas, those bananas are hopefully pesticide free as opposed to non-organic. But then again, you know, I take off the peel and it's hard to wash off a banana. You know, so I've been eating non-organic just because it's more affordable.
Yeah, I think to me it's just worth it. I know that organic is the it's kind of been watered down, you know, the USDA organic is a little bit different than what it used to be. But I'm just willing to pay a little bit extra just to kind of, you know, keep junk out of my food. But
yeah, and I think you should, because again, you know, the less, I mean, look at what we're bombarded with. Look at all the chemicals and stuff we're bombarded with. You know, so the more natural you could go, the better. It's just I have trouble recommending organic on my show if the cost is that much more. I mean, I don't know in Barstow, but in Vegas, I mean, it's a pretty significant difference. And so, you know, it doesn't make sense to only have your fruit organic, but none of the other stuff organic, because you're still being exposed to toxins. So if you're going to go organic, you know, it makes sense to go all organic, and that's just too, it's not cost effective. And I wish they could do organic much cheaper. And until they do, unfortunately, so many of us aren't going to be able to do organic meals all the time.
Yeah, I hear you. It's a dilemma, but I'm like I say, it's kind of like insurance, I guess. So I'm going to keep doing that. But thank
right.
you for the illumination.
No, David, thank you for your call. You take care. All right, 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, so switching to a sad subject, Tom Brokaw, who many of us have been watching on NBC for years and one of the most handsomest broadcasters I've ever known, has been diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Now, multiple myeloma is a very, very scary cancer because it's one of the blood cancers. All right, even though it affects the bones and can cause these lytic lesions in the bones, it starts in the bone marrow. It's a cancer that affects the blood cells, the plasma cells in the bone marrow. Now, he's, I guess, had this for about 6 months. From what I understand, he's still treating it extremely optimistic and all the power to him. But just to quickly kind of review multiple myeloma. Okay, so you have plasma cells, these myeloma cells. Remember, myeloma, myel is kind of blood, oma, cancerous. That's how you could kind of remember it's more of a blood cancer. Apparently, you start to have an overgrowth of these plasma cells. And these plasma cells make the proteins, the antibodies that help fight infection. So unfortunately, you start to have these abnormal levels of proteins. The multiple myeloma then could basically start messing with your immune system because now you have too many of these cells, kidneys, blood count, etc. Some people will have very high levels of calcium because they start destruction of the bones. We figure this out and determine it by looking at your monoclonal proteins, your M proteins, and these types of high proteins that you make because of this overproduction can put you into kidney failure. When you're in kidney failure, and if your bone marrow isn't producing the blood cells correctly, you start to become anemic because you're not making good, healthy blood. And then these osteolytic punched out spots on x-rays. Some people will have back pain, rib pain, etc. We take a picture of the skull, etc. We could see these holes, which is kind of pathognomonic of being multiple myeloma. Now, how do we tell if somebody has it? Well, they could be very, very weak. They could have weight loss. They could have multiple infections. And, many people will say, oh gosh, I'm tired all the time. Well, are you tired because of thyroid? Are you tired because of sugar? You know, not all of us are going to be checking your bone marrow. So what we usually do when we start to look at your blood cells, if the blood cells start to look funny, then we look a little deeper into the blood cells. Now, it is rare, okay? Many times this is because of a genetic defect, some chromosomal issue, it's a very, 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 very small amount. Now, some of you have asked me and written me saying you have something called MGUS. Now, MGUS is called, it's a monoclonal gammopathy of undetermined significance. It's called MGUS, okay? And apparently, I guess 3% of people over age 50 seem to have this. It's benign, where you seem to have, you know, more of these monoclonal proteins. However, very rarely does that mean you're going to get multiple myeloma. They say maybe 1% could, so we watch you. Nothing's contagious. MayoClinic.org comes up with a great breakdown on what multiple myeloma is. We usually see this in men more than women, older than 50. We may see this more in blacks than in whites. All right, and again, those people that may have MGUS could be at higher risk, but not by much. Sometimes we even see this in obese people. Tom Brokaw, not really obese, but it's a tough one. Unfortunately, we had a doctor in town. He was a neurologist who had died of multiple myeloma, and there are treatments. Okay, there are these proteasome inhibitors. There's a variety of different drugs that we could do to treat it, chemotherapy, et cetera, to use as well. Sometimes we even have to use steroids, radiation, et cetera. But the prognosis is getting better. It is. All right? Got to find it early, though. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so this study really ticked me off. They said in this particular study, mammogram screenings do not reduce cancer deaths. All right, basically telling people that the mammogram screenings may be a waste of time. It says the average woman does not want to get her boobies squished, she'll take this and go, oh, that's great, yee-haw, I'm out of here. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. For those of you who need the latest in news or any of my opinions on the news, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, Dahlia is spelled D-A-L-I-H. So when you find me, it's Dr. Dahlia, D-R-D-A-L-I-A-H. Now, apparently what they did is they studied 90,000 Canadian women. So it's a big study. And remember, if each Canadian woman had two breasts, we're looking at about 180,000 test subjects. Now, what they found is that yearly mammogram screenings for women ages 40 to 59 do not reduce breast cancer deaths. So then why do them? Now, the research was published in the British Medical Journal yesterday, all right, and it is just another of many of these studies coming out saying we aren't supposed to do anything, we don't go to the doctor, we save money and let Obamacare work itself out, because if we don't have to go to the doctor, then Obamacare looks perfect. Once you have to go to the doctor, Obamacare looks like it stinks. And I'm getting kind of sick of this, okay? What, Christina Applegate, I believe, had bilateral breast cancer diagnosed in her 30s. We've diagnosed breast cancer in people in their 30s, and knock on wood, they're still alive. So don't tell me it is not reducing cancer death rates. One of my family members was in her 60s. We took her in screaming because she didn't want mammograms. I don't believe in mammograms that cause cancer. I'll pass. Like, pass my butt. So we take her in. She ends up having breast cancer. First mammogram ever. Boy, was she mad at me. And she, but again, it didn't cause breast cancer. She had it, obviously, for a while. Got it taken care of, and she, thank God, alive. Well, so as far as I'm concerned, I don't, can't tell you how many countless times, I don't think we ever, knock on wood, with the grace of God, have lost a patient who we diagnosed breast cancer in early. There was one patient we inherited whose breast was completely emaciated. She had been going to a homeopath, and the homeopath was a good guy. He wanted her to go to a doctor. She just never wanted to go, and then finally he had to throw her out of his office and say, go to an MD, please, or a DO or somebody, because this is breast cancer. I can't help you to this degree, and unfortunately she had died. But anybody that we have taken care of, or a homeopath, or anybody that's taken care of that's got their mammograms done, I've never seen anybody die. So I don't know what the hell this is talking about. So they say here, according to Dr. Anthony Miller, an epidemiologist at the University of Toronto's Dalhousie School of Public Health, said we found absolutely no benefit in terms of reduction of deaths from the use of mammography. Now, right now in America, we're going back and forth between, do we wait till you're 50? Do we now put it off to every couple years? The task force, I believe with the task force, they're still allowing you, if you're in your 40s, to get a mammograms. I was taught to do a baseline between 35 and 40. My doctor mammogrammed the hell out of me, all right, because I had a breast cancer scare. So as far as I'm concerned, I've been getting mammograms well, you know, in my 30s, doing ultrasounds, etc. Now, is there some truth to this study? There could be. Okay? I mean, you know, because, you know, think about it. If we are doing so god darn well now treating breast cancer, and you skipped your mammogram last year, just like my relative had skipped mammograms until she was in her 60s, finds the cancer, goes and gets treated. If she had gotten mammograms all along, if God willing she's alive now, and she is, then I see what they're saying. It wouldn't have mattered if she got a mammogram in her 50s. She still lived from the breast cancer. But that is a very gutsy, putting your cojones in a piranha's mouth move. Okay? They say here the researchers examined the records of 89,836 women in six Canadian provinces between the ages of 40 and 59. All of the trial participants received annual physical breast exams, while half of them also had yearly mammogram screenings for 5 years, beginning in 1980. Over the next 25 years, 3,000 of the women in the mammogram arm of the study were diagnosed with breast cancer, along with 3,000 of the other women in the control group. In addition, 500 patients in the mammogram group died of breast cancer, as did 505 women in the control group. So they found that women who got mammograms might be more likely diagnosed with breast cancer, but people still died from the disease. They also said that 22% of the cancers found on mammograms were overdiagnosed, which means for every 424 women who were screened, one received unnecessary cancer treatment. Now, just hold it there. Okay. When you report unnecessary cancer treatment. That makes it sound like somebody had a breast removed, somebody had chemotherapy and radiation. Yet what they're including in this that they're not specifying is a little tiny, teeny, teeny, teeny biopsy. All right. Now, I have to have a biopsy. I have to have the whole duct system removed in one of my breasts. One of these days I'll show you, but it's radio, so it's hard. And I could still breastfeed if I wanted to, but I didn't. Because I was like, I was still all freaked out about everything that happened. And my kids were already too old. I mean, you know, one of them's 13. Every now and then he gets hungry, but I don't think I'd get the milk back even if I wanted to. I don't think he wants it either. But anyway, oh, it stinks from a movie theater. Mom, I'm hungry. I'm not going to spend $9 on candy. Oh, I miss the days when you could just whip it out, you know? Anyway, where was I going with this? Breast cancer. Yeah. So I had to have the duct system removed because I'd been bleeding and everybody thought it was cancer and it wasn't. But could that have turned into something? We don't know. It's not normal to have blood coming from a breast. It's just not normal. So I'm glad I got that done. Do I think it was over-treatment? No. Okay, something was wrong. It got taken care of. If it was cancer, it was cancer. If it wasn't cancer, it wasn't cancer. But it got taken care of. So they need to just hold their horses when they talk about unnecessary cancer treatment. Now, what should you guys do? Okay, I would say hang the guidelines. Your job is to live. Okay, God put you on this earth not to cut people off, not to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, as much as I think that's why you all exist, but you exist to live. So don't let some government bureaucrat research center that wants to please Obama, I don't know what the hell, all right, you know, come up with something that tells you to do something differently. If you are concerned, if you have a weird feeling, a sixth sense, you jump on it. I told you about that patient I had who was worried about her health. She didn't have insurance, and her best friend read her palm. The best friend said by reading her palm, she had a tumor in her ovary or her colon. Now, she didn't have any symptoms, but she comes in saying everybody thinks she's a whack job, and nobody will run any tests. I go, I don't think you're a whack job. I think the whole palm reading thing is cool, even though I know nothing about it. What do you want me to do, check you for a tumor on your ovary and colon? She's like, yeah. So I sent her for a colonoscopy. We sent her for an ultrasound. She actually had a malignant tumor on her ovary. She got it taken care of. Now, I'm not saying go and get your palm read. You guys have, heard that story before. But you trust your instinct. Okay? Christina Applegate, thank heavens, went to the doctor. Found out she had bilateral breast cancer. You know, we're going to be talking about this after the break. Researchers are saying what Angelina Jolie did, having the mastectomy, might actually be a smart thing to do. So we're going to talk about that. But like I said, your job is to live. If you have a lump or if you have a feeling or something isn't right, you get it done. Just be prepared. With the way healthcare is, you're going to probably have to pay for it yourself. Okay? The problem with Obamacare is now it puts your health decisions into your neighbor's hands, my hands. We all have to decide if we want our taxpaying dollars and subsidies to go to your mammogram. Just be prepared to pay for it yourself, but don't not get it done. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Plus, you could get the Dr. Dahlia Show on iHeart now as well. So please check out iHeart.com and find the Dr. Dahlia Show there. Over the break, we had two questions that listeners wanted me to address. One is, if you have breast implants, can you get mammograms? You were told you can't get mammograms with breast implants. That's wrong. Somebody else wants me to tell you how to handle the pain of a mammogram. Now, you know, I know many of you men out there are going, oh, man, I don't want to listen to this. All right, you know what? Women don't want to listen to it either. You think anybody wants to listen to what a mammogram does? I remember I put my picture out there. There's a picture of me having my mammogram done, and I'm sitting there smiling. I actually smiled pretty much through the whole thing. It didn't hurt. I actually was giggling at some point because, you know, they wanted me to lift up the breast because the machine wouldn't go all the way down to my feet. And I'm like, are you kidding me, really? And, you know, so finally, you know, we had to figure out how to, you know, because, you know, some of us are not really above the waist like we used to be in our 20s. So to me, the worst part of the whole mammogram thing is the awkwardness of getting it done. For those of you that think you're going to hurt, if your doctor doesn't, you know, disagree or have any, there's no contraindications for it, you can take some anti-inflammatories or some Tylenol before you get it done. But, you know, it's not supposed to hurt. Unless, of course, you're like right before your period and you got a lot of breast tenderness and stuff and you're very hormonal, then I would say after your period when it's all said and done. You know, but here is the thing, okay? And this is where you men need to listen, okay? A lot of you men, and we talked about foreplay, and we talked about breast touching with sex, and I taught you guys how to do it because many of you are doing it wrong. Some of you guys think that just because there's a breast and it's round, you're supposed to make honking sounds, you're supposed to be squeezing, putting your head between them and doing the blah, 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 blah. No. That is very uncomfortable for some women. Some of you men, I don't know who the hell taught you this, taught you to bite? Well, biting? What? Where did that come from? And so you guys like to ignore and try to not listen when girls talk about mammograms and stuff, but the very, very smart person out there that wants to know how ladies tick may want to listen to these mammogram stories. Because if your lady does not like a mammogram squeezing her breast, there's probably a 99% chance that what you're doing in bed is also repulsive. Okay? And the reason why is sometimes there are things that guys do that or partners do that can hurt. So if you want to get lucky, what I would do is actually let your lady talk to you about the whole mammogram experience, okay? And then you could go, okay, well, wait a second. So then is it because it's that way, it's hurting? When wouldn't it hurt? Well, if it was like this, you see, and then learn, take notes. Have a transcriptionist there. Have somebody taking shorthand. And then you just figure it all out and do it right. So the squeezing action could be very painful. And unfortunately, there's a lot of women that will come in saying, you know, Dahlia, sex is uncomfortable. I mean, my breasts hurt. I must have breast cancer. No, sometimes if you have cysts and you're inflamed or you're engorged or there's estrogen issues or whatnot, you know, cystic, et cetera, fibrocystic breast disease, it could be very, very painful. And, you know, guys, that's one of guys' favorite toys. And it's just something that needs to sometimes be very delicately managed. Now, breast implants, same thing. All right? The average woman that has breast implants has a partner that probably test drives those suckers more than a mammogram ever could, which is why I don't ever panic about a mammogram rupturing a breast implant, because these breast implants are supposed to be designed for some very heavy wear and tear. How many of you ever got a breast implant and was told, now don't let anybody touch or squeeze your breast? No, they are designed because the makers of breast implants know what happens to the average breast. Even if it's not by your partner, I can't tell you with my kids. When I'd had the breast cancer scare and the surgery, I had, you know, the doctor said, now make sure nobody hits your breast. Make sure your husband doesn't touch him. Your kids don't touch him. And I'm like, my kids, they're older. Well, I come home from surgery. I had no idea how much the kids bump into you or touch you, or they run up and hug you and they head plant into your boob. I don't know. And I come home and one of the kids, he was small, boom, hits me right in the boob. And so if you get implants, they're designed to withstand a lot of forces, okay, in nature and forces by other people. So you should not panic about an implant. If you do have an implant, that is so vulnerable, that is at the risk of rupturing, then I would say change that implant out. Okay? You have an implant and you have breasts. Just because you have an implant doesn't mean you're not going to get breast cancer. Doesn't mean you're going to get breast cancer, but it doesn't mean you're immune. So how the hell is somebody supposed to check your breasts? Now, a lot of times, certain doctors will say, look, okay, maybe what we'll do is we'll ultrasound or we'll MRI. Now, an MRI of the breast is really, really cool. This may be the new way to screen for breast cancer if Obamacare later goes, you know, by the wayside. But since that's not happening, don't get too excited. Because a mammogram doesn't have to be squeezed. You are an MRI. You could actually be even dressed in a gown, not having to, you know, untangle it from your shoelaces to lift it up onto the machine. You could be just lying there, or I guess MRIs, there's a way to stand up and do it. Depending on the MRI machine, and you don't have to be as, you know, you just don't have to be as naked. That would kind of be nice, okay? You know, the less naked, the better is what I always say. My husband can vouch for that. But you guys are catching my drift. Okay, phenomenal questions. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to stay tuned in the next hour. What we're going to do is we're going to talk about Valentine's is coming up. I know. Oh, my gosh. The only thing I really like about Valentine's is the chocolate. But I really don't want my husband to spend $50 on flowers that are going to die in a day or two, or on a teddy bear that the cat decides to pee up. And so I think Valentine's Day, you know, unfortunately forces a lot of people to spend a lot of money that they really don't need to spend. But then again, if it helps the economy, I'm for that. All right. So we're going to be talking about Valentine's gifts and maybe a smart way to do it, because you guys are going to be seeing a lot of these things where they say, oh, gifts for him. And I'm looking at this. I don't think any guy would want a gift like that. I know what a man usually wants for Valentine's Day. And unfortunately, you're not going to see that in print. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're also going to talk about how they say if you get your depression treated early, it can maybe save the heart, because a lot of people with depression have heart attacks. Okay. And then this was very, very interesting. All right. Apparently, a lot of you are now that aren't married. Okay. I've been married 17 years, but there's many of you in a relationship right now, and Valentine's Day is coming up. So there's all this pressure that you need to do something where you, I don't know, increase the commitment or step it up a notch. For those of you not thinking you're going to see it, or some people forget that it's Valentine's Day, there's some signs to tell if it's kind of going one way or another. So we need to talk about that. That's pretty cool. All right. And quickly, new study confirms that many women prefer a tall man over a short man. Now, when we come back from break, I'm going to talk about how I completely disagree with that. I think many short men are usually picked over the tall men. So, don't start getting lifts in your shoe. 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.